can't just. All right. Oh, whatever.
Let's cue up the music.
Chase.
And that was the intro music.
God, it smells like a dog farted in here. What happened to the trashy part? Oh, that's at the end.
Don't ruin it for people. We're going to have to wait around to the whole end.
I can finally smell it.
Yeah. So, kind of a special episode. We got, obviously, new intro song. We're joined in someone else's studio by a guest, Michael Novy.
Yo, 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 what up, what up?
And Ricky Siz.
Hello. Sablowski. My dad is Polish.
Rock and rollers. Hell yeah.
So let us know what you just thought of our intro song. Send us an email at trashtalkomaha@gmail.com.
There you got it. I'm not drunk. I didn't fuck it up.
Keyword. Let us know what you think of the sound quality. How it sounds probably way better than it ever has before. So, good news.
Yeah.
Good news. Lane could probably come up a little bit.
What's going on, Omaha? What are you guys up to?
Tell us. God damn it.
Yeah.
Someone email us.
Don't have any emails to read this week. But, you know, another time. Another time. All you listeners out there. What'd you guys think of that music?
Pretty groovy.
I dug it, yeah.
They made it.
I was digging it.
Yeah, it was a rock and then a roller.
That was Randy John that wrote that.
Mm. Oh, Randy John.
Yes.
The Randy John.
The.
We just happened to be joined by two other completely unknown guests.
Yes. Randy John is one entity.
We actually just met today off the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened.
This ain't even my house.
We don't know where we're at, actually, right now.
It looked cool, so we're here.
Hey, that worked out.
What was your name again?
So where were you playing last night, in Bennington?
I played at the Stumble Inn in Bennington.
Did you stumble into it?
No.
Wasn't there a Stumble Inn on Center a long time ago?
It's called Nate's Stumble Inn. Nate Stumble Inn, yeah.
They had a mechanical bull at a Stumble Inn on
nice.
Like 168th and Center over there, long time ago. Remember that?
Did you write it? No, I didn't do it.
No,
I didn't know about it.
I seen a fatty fly off of it once. It was kind of funny.
Very descriptive. You were just riding one though at Bushwhackers, weren't you?
No. Well, there was a mechanical bull, but
bull. Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say. I was with my girlfriend, so I couldn't really.
No, but they have a mechanical bull there, don't they?
Yeah, they
do. Sorry, we're also joined by two dogs in studio. Yeah.
We got Jimmy and Dempsey here.
They don't talk, though.
Jimmy, say hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
They're sure making their presence known, though.
Yes.
They're super cool dogs. I'm always down to have dogs on. And we can, obviously you're not, these aren't rescue dogs, you're not trying to get rid of them.
No, they're mine.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, send us pictures of your dogs. Tell us about your dogs. Cool dog stories, pictures of your dogs.
All dogs.
We want to see them.
Hell yeah.
Did you read any news this weekend?
My phone's about to die, so I couldn't find anything. Oh,
recovery.
I did almost cut my dick off the other day.
What?
How the fuck did you do that?
I was trimming down there. Ooh. Fucking cut right into it with the buzzers, and yeah, it was bleeding.
Oh, was it a straight razor?
Oh, man.
No, it was a. It went.
You gotta be careful.
Right into the skin.
Oh.
I had blood going down my nuts.
That could have been a bad day.
Yeah. The mirror?
No.
Blood splatter.
It didn't, but. Oof. That's my news for the week.
It's healed.
But.
That shit hurts. I've done that before.
Manscaped.
To my balls.
Yeah, you gotta clean it up a little
bit. The worst
bit.
Part was I had to finish the job, so I had to go back to
it's
it.
Rough.
I was fucking, you know, worried.
Trooper.
You gotta be careful with the genital area.
But you also gotta sometimes trim it, you know?
You have to trim it, yeah. You gotta upkeep.
When you're a hairy bastard.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to, but it's... I would much rather...
maintenance.
Yeah.
Everything needs a little maintenance.
Yep.
A little upkeep.
Yep.
New paint job every once in a while.
Yeah.
Paint job.
Yeah.
Or
a little sandblasting.
No, touching up.
I'm not really a fan of pubic hair, like on women. Like, I'd much rather a woman be shaved than have pubic hair. Yeah.
This is a hot topic we haven't discussed yet.
Yeah, pubic hair.
Big time.
You ever had a...
No wolf puss.
What do they call that? Brazilian wax?
I've never had that done.
No,
I've considered it.
Not me on a girl. Holy shit!
Oh yeah, I've seen that before.
It's pretty
amazing.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome. It's just smooth. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's great. No, me, I could never do that. Holy shit!
Yeah, no thank you.
I would fucking freak out.
Right.
Have you ever waxed anything?
No. Well, they just like waxed the middle of my eyebrows once, but I'm. It didn't hurt, but...
It would. If
you're waxing your anus, that might hurt.
Oof.
It has to.
Spread the
Journey,
cheeks.
How's that feel?
Hey, you know,
feel alive.
There we go. We got out of the way. We mentioned spread butthole.
Yeah, we did.
We mentioned it every episode.
Butthole?
Yeah. It just comes
It's just a funny word.
It's just
butthole.
Butthole.
Butthole surfers.
That's my kid's favorite band.
How are your guys' buttholes?
I've seen better days. Seen better days.
Nothing to brag about here.
Well, I don't know what's going on in Omaha.
Got any concerts you guys are excited about?
Yeah.
I heard George Thorogood was coming.
My dad told me that. George Thorogood.
When's that?
Coming to the Boston Arena, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna see that.
Yep.
Phil Collins is coming too.
That'd
Do
be
you
sweet.
Like Phil Collins? Yeah. May have
Phil
a couple
Collins.
Good songs. For
How about Wu-Tang?
Yeah, Wu-Tang?
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
Woo!
Isn't that like $100?
I don't fucking know. I'm not going. I hate going to shows at Stir. Just because if you don't leave with like maybe 2-3 songs left, like you're stuck.
Stuck.
You're not
going
to get out of the fucking
Depends
parking lot.
Depends on where you park.
Going nowhere fast.
Can you park in the front and go through the building?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you can
I
do
used
that.
Used to. But then you still gotta make your way through the building to get out.
Yeah, you still gotta beat
I mean,
that.
It's nice. I guess you could walk it. You know, fuck it.
Beat that
around,
I don't know. I'm not really that big a fan of the Stir. It's outside. It's something. There's also like that hotel that glares the sun right in your eyes.
You're right.
Time.
Wait, that didn't get hit by water, did it, right there?
Ooh, not yet. But it might.
There might not be no Wu-Tang Clan.
Shit, man.
No.
Wu Tang is for the children.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Who's your favorite member of Wu Tang? Who do you like the best?
I have no idea.
Can you name any of them?
I don't know exactly.
Nope, not me.
You can't name any Wus?
Old Dirty Bastard.
ODB.
Yeah.
Inspector Deck. Raekwon the Chef. The RZA. The Jizza.
You know
Ghostface Killer,
yeah.
Inspector Deck.
How many is there?
Raekwon the
well,
Chef,
not,
the
know.
Method Man.
Okay.
I think that's all of them.
How about NWA?
Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren. That's it, right?
Last two, I can't always forget.
There's
one more, I thought. Original. Sorry, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Send us an email, but it's no.
Yeah.
How we fucked up.
Yeah.
Snap me.
I don't know any of them.
Pretty trashy. Yeah, but you know, like, the members of Georgia Line or whatever.
Florida. What? Me? Line. Hell no. I don't listen to that crap.
Something.
There's only two of them, ain't there? I don't know. I don't listen to them.
I wouldn't even know that. Who are you guys listening to? Now?
Georgia who?
What's a modern band that you enjoy listening to?
What do you guys think of that Greta Van Fleet?
Shitty.
Basically.
Terrible.
Yeah. So I like them. I wish I could hear... I mean, I should buy one of their records so I could hear all their songs, not just two of them on the fucking radio.
Playing some rock and roll. They're super young.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see what they do with their careers, for sure.
What was that guy we were listening to on
the It's cool over? That they're bringing all that stuff back, guitar solos. And
yeah, that shit's...
You know. But, yeah, dude, cool. Have you seen them live? Have you watched them live at all?
Well, I've seen
I have
some,
not.
Yeah.
Just... Videos. If you watch their lead singer, and like what's funny is they deny the fuck out of like trying to mimic like Led Zeppelin. If you watch their singer, he stands like Robert Plant does. He does the finger thing, you know, and he's just like he's Robert Plant. And even the drummer, like his fills sound like Bonham. Like they sound just like Led Zeppelin.
I heard they got mad and said they're nothing like Led Zeppelin.
They're so much like Led Zeppelin. They're Zeppelin 1.
No, I've heard that they admitted, like, okay, we sound like Led Zeppelin. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else. It's like, no, until you move on from sounding like Led Zeppelin, you're going to sound like Led Zeppelin. That's what we're going to talk about.
Mm.
So a silly question is, have they covered anything by Zeppelin? Or
they've covered Zeppelin songs before. I've seen videos, yeah.
They almost have to.
Yeah, no shit. Basically, all the requests.
What about this? How do you guys feel about Led Zeppelin kind of ripping off some songs?
Zeppelin,
Rainbow, or whatever.
There's a lot of them.
First Stairway?
What was it?
First Stairway to Heaven?
What was the song they ripped off? Or was it Spirit?
Spirit.
Yeah. Lockheed,
from who?
Lawsuit.
I think they won that.
Yeah.
A lot of Zeppelin 1 was covered too.
They lost it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wait, who'd they steal it from?
The Spirit.
Vanilla Ice?
That's either the song...
That's the band.
That's the band?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spirit.
But
I can't remember it.
It's kind of an obscure song band that you never would have heard of until the internet...
Well, Joe would know. Joe, call us.
Yeah, Joe might know. We can't call.
Well,
we can't even hear
the next time. The next one.
Yeah, for sure. If he has access...
He'd probably be arguing, like, right now...
So, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You was originally a Joan Baez song. Days of Confuse was Jake Holmes.
Named the same thing?
Really?
Yeah. And it's the same doom, 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 doom.
I think that Willie Dixon was How Many More Times.
Oh, yeah. That's not even...
Oh, shit, they didn't write them?
No, that's a blues
song,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, Days of Confuse, Whole Lot of Love, what?
I never knew that.
That comes from Up at Muddy Waters. The Lemon Song, Bring It On Home, Since I've Been Loving You.
These are all songs that were sung by other people?
They kind of, they took from them.
Yeah, they ripped something off. Wow. Someone else.
I didn't realize there was that many.
I don't like them as much. No, I'm just kidding. I like them.
No,
well, everybody kind of borrows something in a sense, you know?
I mean, that's kind of what you do, though.
Sure.
I mean, everybody does it.
You see something that works and you, like...
Make it better.
Expand on it, yeah.
They made it better, I think, yeah.
I mean, even like...
I mean, I haven't heard the first one, but...
Narrators do that stuff, too, you know? Like, no film that's original nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
It's something you've already seen, and you put your own little spin to it.
Did you guys see that new Queen movie?
I have.
I did.
I have.
The intro to that is so cool. They do that, whatever the company is, the film company.
With the guitar, yeah.
Brian May does his he does his harmonies with his guitar. So awesome.
It was a good movie. I don't think it was an Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
He won it, didn't he?
What about the Elton John one that's coming out too? That's probably gonna be.
I haven't seen that. The previous
one. I saw a little teaser for it. Did that movie also win something else, or was it just? The guy that won.
I think it was just Ravi. What's his name?
Mike
Shankar.
Ravi Shankar. Malik.
Yeah, you're right.
Ravi Shankar. Yes. Shit, Dale. Kelly Kobomo.
I seen the movie Us yesterday. That sucked.
Oh, you didn't like it? Oh, you didn't like it?
Did you see it?
No, I've been hearing all about it.
Is that the Jordan Peele movie?
It's horrible. Yeah.
It's not good?
No, it's not. It's fucking weird and really dumb.
Wasn't there like another part of it?
Everybody walked out and was like, what the fuck was that?
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a first part of it?
You wouldn't like it either.
From what I heard, one person watched it and they're like, I needed to Google what the ending was about.
Yeah, I didn't really get what was going on.
Okay, so.
And there was like one scary part throughout the whole movie and it was just really stupid.
Was it thrilling? Suspenseful?
It wasn't. It was scary when they're standing
so
in the
driveway.
So this
is a sequel kind of, isn't it though?
I don't think so. I think it's
what's that movie that, or something
to be
about
Get
Out?
Like
or
Get
something?
Out, yeah.
Yeah, Get Out before that. A couple years before that or something.
Yeah, which is a good movie.
I have not.
Yeah, I think that one's worth watching.
Well, just go watch it and then let me know what you think of it, because if you like it, then there's something wrong
if
with
Get
it.
If Get Out's good.
No, Us.
Yeah.
This is fucked up.
Gotcha.
It's a think piece. It's probably going to be an Oscar nominee movie or something.
Shit.
Yeah. So.
So, what's in the news?
How do you guys music?
How do we music?
Yeah.
Very naturally. Music does us.
What is drugs?
Are you a bubble god?
What is drugs? Sir, are you on drugs? What is drugs?
Jimmy, do you smoke?
No.
Balls out of big cloud.
No, seriously. Tell me something about music.
You can hear it.
What's the most complicated thing about music?
I think the coolest thing is that when you've got a little lick or something, a little riff, and you start building off of it, then after a certain time, it kind of starts to build its own self and takes its own direction. Then it's like it almost kind of writes itself. And you just know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Do you feel collaboration is like the best way to do that?
I think it depends on who you play with. Like, I think Rick's a great person to collaborate with.
Bounce ideas off or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it helps because like you got to have similar taste and genres and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you have to have chemistry with it. Like, there's just really no other way. Like,
yeah,
if you don't gel with somebody, like, with anything. Like,
right.
Not even with just music, like.
Yeah, so with the guitar off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are good at what you do, for sure.
Yeah.
Fucking.
What'd you think
crazy.
Of all that we saw today?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you ever seen anything like
it'd be
before?
Hard to choose from a lot of it, what they were playing. But
yeah.
No. There's no way I could do any of this shit. I mean, it would take time, obviously, but it's fucking amazing.
It's what we like to do.
I like to play. What's he saying, Wayne's World? He's like, whoa, dude. You're like amazing. It's like, thanks. I like to play.
Is that Garth?
Yep.
Yeah. That's the original, too, huh?
That was number one, yes.
I like to play.
I like to play.
Good shit.
Fuck yeah, when are you guys playing next? Or
Ricky's been turning it up at what, Harney? Harney Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go down to Harney Street.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, that's kind of like you were saying, like, what's like the hardest thing about music? I would say it's like making original music that's like, you know, that can stand up to...
Mm-hmm.
other people's music that's been tried and tested. Like, that's all I'm doing right now is just singing other people's songs.
Like, what do people like want to hear, like other bands,
just
popular
like songs that you've heard before on the radio?
Yeah, some means
songs
of relation.
That you know,
that kind of sucks,
right? Like
and also
like, oh, that was my favorite song when I was in like, you know, summer whatever. Like, some dude proposed to his girlfriend the other one of the last times I was there. He was really nervous about it. He's like, hey man, he like asked me if I could play this one song and I didn't know. And he's like, well, do you know any like nice songs? Like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. So I was like, all right. Like,
was this guy wasted?
No, I think he was just nervous.
Yeah.
So I played, Want to Grow Old With You by Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that was good. Like, I don't think he asked her during that one, because then he came back. He's like, do you know Brown Eyed Girl? It's like, yeah, I know Brown Eyed Girl. Okay. Play that. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, could you say this one's for Kelly or something? Like, started with a K. Yeah. So, yeah, I was, sure, man. Yeah.
So how'd it go down? Did he...
I don't know if he did it or not, because there wasn't like any clapping or really? I didn't see him get down like on a knee, so maybe he chickened out.
Yeah, stop the song for something, you know.
Give him the mic.
You're not proposing, are you?
If he was proposing,
yeah, you should have said, hey,
think
don't
about
take
it.
The mic, you know?
You should have said, hey, don't propose yet, dude. Enough. I got this song.
Hey, did you propose yet?
She would have fucking smacked him.
Wait, oh, to Kelly? I know Kelly.
Oh, you mean Kelly.
Oh, I used to date that girl. She was a slut.
She's down here at Hardy Street every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know Kelly.
we all know her. She knows the van.
You already asked us about this.
Did you say Kelly? Oh, yeah.
Wait. Afraid of Felcher?
Yeah. From Cranston?
From Cranston?
Well, I remember you talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's awesome.
It's something about me not listening to her. I wasn't paying much attention.
It's funny.
Like having a dog.
You guys want to see Jimmy can do this trick? I'm going to put this ball on his nose. Watch.
Hey,
stay.
Well, he's doing it.
Stay.
I'm actually surprised. He's
staying.
Stay.
Jimmy.
Good boy.
Jeez, Jimmy.
Stay.
Oh. Obedience.
Stay. Okay.
Oh! He missed it, though. He missed him.
Damn, Jim.
Obedience.
Obedience.
Is it Jimmy or Jim?
Jimmy. Don't matter, yeah.
Jiminy.
James.
Jiminy.
I named him after Jimmy Hendrix.
Yeah.
It's my dog. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you can, like, get...
I'm getting in there. Don't
there you
worry.
Go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
get
I
in there.
I found that out because I boosted it a couple of times.
Get in there deep.
Don't worry.
That's it, boy.
Like,
get in there nice
and
deep.
That's why I'm going to buy that new microphone.
There you go.
Which one?
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, you.
300?
No. I'm not talking about
it. Oh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
That's all that matters.
The dick shaped
one. I'm
also
used to kind of like having my headphones on all the time, so I know when I'm like, stop talking as much.
I'm picking up what you laying down.
Did you bring them over?
Are you picking up what I lay down? Bring what over?
The headphones?
I did bring the headphones, but.
Yeah, we don't need them.
It's not necessary. It's usually when we call people.
Your change is going to be 81 cents.
Offer.
What are you guys excited for about in spring?
Warm weather.
Rebirth. Life.
Wu-Tang?
That's fall. Any season, though, you can have Wu-Tang. Tangs anytime. Hey, are you going to Earth Day?
Oh, you know it. Is that the 21st?
April
20th.
Where's that at?
Elmwood Park?
Elmwood. I think it's probably the same day as Red White Game. So pick your poison.
Earth Day. Win, so don't matter.
Yeah,
I'm true. Representing.
That's your birthday?
No, I'm saying Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day.
I'm representing.
Earth. Earth, buddy.
What do they all have going on there?
Oh, there's bands, vendors, free shit.
Hopefully it's not snowing.
Dub bears.
It rains a lot for Earth Day, but it's cool.
Usually does, yeah.
It's fine.
What about the free concert? Who's playing?
They haven't announced that yet. When was the last time you went?
Last year.
To who?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Southpaw Bluegrass is playing as well.
It rained.
That.
Oh, did you go?
Earth Day?
No, to the...
Oh, no.
Memorial.
No, I didn't. Nope.
You ever been to one of those, Ricky?
Couple times.
Who do you remember seeing?
Hold on, no, I think I did. I don't even remember.
Cheap Trick was there.
I did one time.
Oh, really?
Think so.
Last time I went to a free concert memorial was Blues Traveler.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That was a good one.
Nice.
I've seen a lot of good shows there.
You saw the Guess Who.
Mm-hmm.
I was jealous
really?
Of that.
Yeah. One year there were Sticks, Foreigner,
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, yep. Another year, I think they had Grand Funk Railroad.
Sounds about right. He got it that time.
Good job.
Jimmy caught the ball.
Jimmy's over here tearing it up.
Who
straight.
Who did you see in Spain? Uli.
In Spain, Uli. I seen Uli John Roth.
Uli John Roth from Rat.
He was a guitar player for the Scorpions.
The Scorpions.
Really?
And he had played a show that night in Madrid and was playing another show in Barcelona the following night. Pretty cool.
Damn. Wow. How old is he?
I don't know. Something about...
He looked good in that picture. Like, yeah. He didn't look like old.
60s? Probably.
There's some story. I can't remember the whole thing. Yeah, he's in his 60s. Some story about he dated Hendrix's... One of Hendrix's girlfriends. Yeah. Or the last one or something like that.
Hmm.
But
I like the Scorpions.
Oh yeah, they got some killer songs. At first I thought he was kind of an impersonator, you know. But I mean, you're in Spain, it's like this guy sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
He's got all this tie dye on and long silver hair and this big handlebar mustache and We're just kind of walking up and we're like, Uli, 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 you know. Then all of a sudden he looks over and he's like, who's saying my name? So we always start talking to him. It's like I froze up. I didn't know what to say. I'm just like, good to meet you.
That's cool. Meeting celebrities, man.
Yeah.
It's tight. He's probably honestly just glad someone recognized him, you know?
Yeah.
Probably don't happen that often to him, you know?
Right. But he seemed, you know, real approachable. Shit. Like you go have a beer with him or something. And
really?
Anybody watch The Dirt yet on Netflix?
Oh, is that the
Joker? It's the Motley Crue book. Yeah.
Is it good?
I've not seen that.
The book's crazy. I've read I have the book right over there. The book's fucking nuts. But this was like, that wasn't like true to like what actually happened. Like on a couple things, like they skipped a lot of stuff and the dude who played Vince Neil looks nothing like Vince Neil. And I think the guy who played Mick Mars doesn't really look like Mick Mars either, but it's pretty crazy. Like that shit's on Netflix.
Like, yeah, I've seen that. Like,
you guys watch a lot of Netflix? There's a series on there. I don't know if you guys like serial killers. Ted Bundy. It's a 5-part.
I watched that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
They actually had advised you not to watch it by yourself at night. And that's the only way I watched it.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Gonna get you.
What happened? Was that him coming to get you?
That might have been Ted there. Hi, I'm Ted.
Hey, Teddy, old buddy.
Hi, I'm Ted. That's scary.
Yeah, it's just real intense.
What's his name?
The whole psychology of it's interesting.
He was a super nice guy.
Yeah.
No one would ever expect him to.
No.
He kind of reminds me of someone I know.
What's up?
Named Chase.
Yeah. Murder. Pussy murder.
Oh.
Damn.
He said.
He
may
do it.
Oh.
Now we know. Trashy.
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 There it is. The big voice guy.
Right.
Trashy. So what is the best concert that you guys have seen?
Period?
Yeah. Can you narrow it down?
Oh, shit. I've probably never been to the
In
best.
Omaha?
Period. Anywhere.
Seen Dwight Yoakam. That's pretty cool.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Cool, man. Really cool.
But he's cool. He dances like Elvis and shit. It's a good time.
What? Like Forrest Gump?
He's always swinging his leg around and shit. It's crazy. Plus, I was drunk, so everything's cool when you're drunk.
Fuck, dude. I don't like not even like big like shows. Like 7th grade, like going to like Sokol Underground, like shit like that.
Yeah.
It was fun. Really fucking fun.
I saw Jack White in Detroit.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
He played a 3-hour show.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Stop. That was really awesome.
Did you have to put your cell phone in a pouch?
No.
You didn't have to get rid of your cell phone, huh?
Right before he started doing that. He highly advised us to keep phones in your pockets.
Do you guys keep all your ticket stubs?
No.
For sure.
Yeah, I do. I always try to get a t-shirt, too, especially with tour dates on the back. It's part of the experience.
Like,
no, no.
Yeah. I just like shirts. I don't need to get a tour one. But if it says Omaha on it too, it's always cool.
Well, why does he want you to keep your phone in your pocket?
Just people not watching. Like, people...
people are distracted.
Just...
wouldn't they, like, watch
the show.
It,
like, yeah. Instead of watching the show, you're watching the show through
your
lens on your phone.
I mean, like, I think he doesn't want recordings of it, but I also think he just wants to keep people off their phones for a while. He's weird. I read an article where he doesn't let his kids use screens.
Yeah, Jack White's really weird.
Jack White's a weird dude.
Did you hear this was, fuck, I don't know if this was last summer, but Josh Homme got sued.
Oh, no.
He kicked this girl was photographing. She was like a professional photographer shooting their show, and he was singing or something, and she got up and was taking pictures of him, and there's a video of it, and he just like kicks the camera, and it goes back and like hits her in the face, and she ended up suing him, and... he put out like a big apology. And
why did he kick her?
Just because he's being a dick. Like,
too close.
Yeah, he kicked her right in.
Kicked her in the face. Kick a camera into someone's face,
especially a chick. I mean, that's kind of
Jesus.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
Hey, though, you know, just like that's what kind of touring does to you, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta push yourself to the limits. I've never gone on tour, so I don't know.
All them famous people are kind of dicks. I guess that's what money does.
I think it's living that lifestyle, you know.
It's probably just get annoying. Everybody.
And like, it's like stuff happening at your shows. Like, there's a lot of videos of like bands that are like stopping, and they're like, "You want to throw shit? Like, you want to listen to us play? Or you're gonna throw shit at us." It's Nickelback too, but a lot of bands have that happen. Like. It's happened, like, there's Guns N' Roses.
I've seen that shit on YouTube, yeah.
There's a lot of bands where they're like, yeah.
Didn't it, Axl Rose shit. Jump off the stage and, like, try to beat some guy up?
Yep. Really? Fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, it's either that or get hit in the face with a rock.
Get hit where?
In the face. In the fucking face!
Where did it hit you?
Where were you struck at in the face?
Patient has severe trauma to his face.
Blunt trauma to the fucking face.
Say it.
It's windy out.
Say it.
Say what? Fuck you, Journey.
In the fucking face.
Oh, in the fucking face.
She said I could go wherever I want.
In the
It is windy out.
A little bit.
So you know what I
did. How
windy
out is it?
Do you have a barometer?
Too windy to go golfing.
Do you know what I did? Right?
Yeah. No?
Alright. Do you want to know what I did?
The option was mine.
That dog's going to freaking get a bite of your dick.
No.
It's going to fucking hurt.
No.
I did all of this while we
had Yo soy tu papá.
Man, you guys are always a pleasure to be around. It's fucking random and shit. Love it.
Yeah, this is fun. This is awesome. It's really cool what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
I dig it, yeah.
We need more topics for sure, though.
Nope. Yeah. I definitely will, though.
This is how you're going to get, like, topics and stuff. Like, have features. Like, this week, like,
yeah.
You know, you have, you got week. Randy John.
Yeah.
You know, and
Randy
then
John up in here, y'all.
Like, we're adding to the topics, you know, we're talking about like music and stuff and recording, going out to shows, and then you get somebody else who's, you know, like
he's got different topics.
Right, like
yeah, we had Dan on last week.
Like
we'll talk about ninja stuff.
Ben, Jake's old roommate Ben.
Talk
Ben
about would be UFOs.
Well, I would love that, Ben. Like,
I can't have Ben on without having Jake on first.
That's true. That's true.
I kind of like it better with a guest.
Oh, yeah. I think you do better with a guest. I think you joke around more with guests.
Well, I just say something stupid every once in a while, but I let the guest speak.
Yeah, because this is what the podcast is about.
The guest.
It's getting information out there. letting other people say their word. This is freedom, man. Like, say what you want to say. You guys haven't talked any trash.
Yeah, Dan was getting wild last week.
Trasher.
Yeah.
He wanted more people to die.
More people should die. There's too many people. There's too many people.
It's a little extreme. Trasher.
There's nothing wrong with shooting Nazis. You should shoot Nazis.
Yeah, but he also wanted to like get rid of some of the legal system, be able to like kill people in prison and stuff. Dan's got a lot of other crazy problems.
Oh yeah, if you're on death row, you know, don't stretch it out.
He went into a whole hierarchy of evil, of who should die and who shouldn't. It's so interesting.
Don't stretch it out if you're on death row. Just shoot him right away and end it, so we don't have to spend money.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, I thought about it, though, it's not that controversial because that is legal in Nebraska, the death penalty.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a while to get through them, but I don't know.
If you think about it, like, what if, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, instead of us evolving to have so much, to place so much value, like, on life, you know, what if instead of that value, like, we focused on, like, traits, like, if over time, like, if a baby was born, say, and it just wasn't, like, up to par, you know, something was wrong, you know, it, and then you breed out, like, qualities, like in dogs, even, right?
Yeah.
Like, you breed certain qualities in dogs. Let's just say, like, humans did that.
Yeah, well, they've done
you
it.
Know, designer you babies.
Could, you could, like, potentially, like, eliminate like disease, like things like that. Like you could be a super species, like
the
cause
worst
you,
diseases.
Or that, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, but, it's interesting. Are you against it or for it?
No, I'm totally. Like, I wish like that. That's how it would have been.
Going on in the military right now. We don't know about it.
No, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Underground bunkers and stuff.
We need Dan for that question.
Yeah. Dan, call us.
Yeah.
It's just scary that these are natural processes and human beings are tweaking with them and there's human error in there.
Yeah.
Something goes wrong. Is it like irreversible, you know?
Well, that's the thing. We've been doing that for years. That's what humans do. They tweak things, you know?
Like yeah, we can't leave nothing alone.
Yeah, you know? We gotta fuck with it until we fuck it. And then we just fuck it all up. We gotta fuck with it until we can fuck it.
Make it all trash.
And then once it's fucked, it's
trash.
So you can get a good look at a butcher by sticking your head up bull's ass. Wait.
Something like that.
Trash.
Trash. Son, I have lost. I'm at a loss for words here. Forget it.
No, it's good. I like it.
It's about to explode. Dad just died. We just killed Bambi.
Designer babies, let us know. What would you design in a baby?
Yeah, what would you?
I like to have one with a giant head. Like,
how about
like, helmet on it
like a
baby that doesn't scream and cry?
Yeah.
Made me what think of
a helmet.
I don't want a helmet, baby.
I wonder if you could.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be.
Like that.
I don't know if that would work.
Just
if you
make
could
the cranium super hard though. Or
just
something.
Fill it with a bunch of brain matter.
Yeah, the brain would have to be huge.
Just swollen.
Waterhead kind of.
But you'd probably get the.
Be all top heavy though.
Concussion, so the brain rattling around in there a lot.
You'd have to walk around with some kind of cane to hold your head up when you sat down.
You'd have to have a waterbed for sure.
I'd like to have a baby like that.
No, you wouldn't.
Look how big my baby's head is. It means his brain is big. And he's smarter than you.
He's smarter than your baby.
Oh, I'm sorry your baby's head is so small. He must not be very smart.
See this? I can punch my baby's head.
Why your baby's falling over?
My baby's head is double the size of a normal baby's head. Due to increased brain activity.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
What about your baby?
Well, you know, they say the normal head's about 8 pounds. My baby's head's about 16.
Should have got a 24.
Yeah, should have
broke more. Son of a biatch. It's fine.
Do you know how much the average human head weighs? We'll take that and double it. And that's my baby.
Yeah, well, for my baby, multiply it by 2. Oh,
you yeah. guys don't yeah. even know what a baby's head looks like.
Act like you
my
know.
My baby's head is 10 times as large as your already doubled baby's head.
That would be a big baby head.
What the
head.
Fuck are we talking about?
Like DK Mowen on James Bond, 007 GoldenEye.
How would you birth? You wouldn't be able to birth that.
You would die after birth.
You would die.
Oh, yeah, no, we're talking
or during
about
birth.
It would just be physically impossible.
Put him in a tank.
You would die during birth.
Tank baby.
Tank babe.
Huh. We're going to need a bigger tank. I need bigger tanks because I want bigger heads.
Would that technically make it a bastard? Being born in a tank?
It's the tank. It's yeah. his dad.
Is someone married to the tank?
Yes.
Hey, unplug it.
You gotta make sure.
Did you turn it down first?
Just gotta make sure.
Yeah, make sure to turn it down.
Always turn it down.
Always.
Hey, what do you got going on this evening?
Playing.
I might actually, yeah, I might be going to a jam session.
Playing the shit that would
jam session, yeah. With Ben Baldwin in France.
Yeah, I got you.
No bars tonight for jamming? No? Shit.
No bars.
Hey, do you still go to,
I'm back to fucking work tomorrow. God damn it.
Work.
I haven't been to Beer City in a minute.
I drove by it the other day. I was like, oh man, I have not been there.
I've never been in there.
Never been?
No, I heard it's pretty
not
good time.
Not far from Naked Jeff's place.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What's there to do at Beer City?
Well, they used drink to play beer. There.
I played there a couple times.
Drink beer.
Drink beer.
It's a good bar, though.
Beer City, man.
We can't bash on it. It's pretty... I mean, I've
never... I don't remember it that well. I'm really drunk. Yeah, you want to trash dog it?
No, I've never been there. I can't.
Okay.
Beer Shitty.
Beer, shitty beer?
Trash.
Beer Shitty.
You ever go out west to any of them bars and play?
I haven't really played anywhere.
Yeah, you probably don't want
west.
To.
I'm starting to, like trying to go to, like I made business cards. I went on Vistaprint and I made some fucking business cards. Yeah.
Oh, I need a business card.
I will issue you each your own business card. Yes, I will.
Can
give
I have
you.
Your
I would like
card?
To get one.
Yes, yeah, got like my contact information on it and shit.
Yeah, I would have put that on the podcast.
Yeah.
You think you could maybe autograph the bag?
It says, musician and musical services.
And, vocal talent.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes. Extraordinaire, super duper special guy.
You should do stand up, Ricky.
Yeah.
Comedy.
I couldn't do that.
Really?
Just go up there and make voices. That's
yeah, seriously.
Do.
Like.
You'd fall into it.
Like.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
just go up there.
Now, I can see
just go
face.
Stand up there for a couple minutes. Don't even start doing that.
If honestly, you gotta go and don't tell any of us. Just like go by yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta see.
Right.
I'm sure they'd be laughing.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, what do you think about E. coli?
It's a bacteria that needs to be eradicated.
How dangerous is it?
We could have bred that out if we would have just stuck to the plan.
Oh, make
over time. Yeah. Oh, this one's got E. coli. Let's get rid of it.
E. coli everywhere, basically, in Nebraska right now. Right?
Slept in his cave.
If what I'm thinking, if floodwater touches anything.
That is poop, right? E. coli is poop. Is from poop.
Well, it needs an avenue or pathway.
Some
kind of break.
It's from the animals.
So you got to have a cut or something for it to get in or ingest.
I heard it can go in through your anal cavity, though, if it's in the water.
I think it, as soon as it dries out, yeah, that's a good question.
It has to live in water?
Yeah, I think it's, I thought as soon as it dried out, it died.
Can't it, like, be transferred by mosquito or something?
There's going to be fucking bugs.
It's plausible. Up the
ass. What about, how big of a scare is it?
Can you quantify this?
Yeah. Tell me how many people they should be.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
What about eating a fish? Huh? Catch you from that?
I think if you cook it out, right?
I don't know.
You're the geologist.
You're the doctor. Doctor, do you concur?
Hmm. No. I would eat the fish, though.
Doctor, do we have affirmation?
Lakes, Flat River.
Scalpel.
Especially after, like...
Yeah, you don't want to go camp.
Railroad tracks and shit got torn down.
They probably won't let anybody camp there anyways this summer.
I don't think so. I wouldn't be surprised.
Doctor's fucking E. coli.
There's
going
to be muddy everywhere, even if you are allowed to go out there.
E. coli, just walking around.
I don't know.
Here's a nice of, what's he say? Here's a nice piece of E. coli.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
That's right, you can get it. He called the E. coli poo.
Oh, shit.
Trasher.
Trasher.
Trasher. Right.
What time we got?
I don't know.
6:01.
Quanto tiempo?
6:01?
6:01.
Shit.
Quanto tiempo? Quanto tiempo? Short, sweet, and hard to beat.
Oh, yeah, our
You're
guest.
Fine with that?
We're fine. Our guest got a
short, sweet.
Going on, so.
Short, yeah, sweet, I'm hard to beat.
Enough of them. Fucking, he's an awesome job.
Can I leave now? I'm just kidding.
Are we obligated to stay?
All right. To fair. Deal. Sold.
Trash.
That's fine, but you aren't keeping your pants.
Trash.
Well, yeah, Mike's stuck in trashy mode, so. Looks like it's the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, it was great.
We have come to a conclusion. Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for hosting us.
Shit, yeah, we're gonna
in the studio.
Thanks for Ricky and his hospitality.
You're very welcome. This is my parents' house, by the way. So.
Well, thanks for
Mike, that was fun.
For coming over and hanging out. Fucking
Kia.
Showing.
Thanks for the intro.
I'm saving up money
outro.
To move out. I swear.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we gotta play it.
Glad I could be a part.
You want me to cue it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cue the outro.
Here we go.
In 5. 4. Fuck you, Chase.
Fuck you, Cherny.